What are you guys still doing here?
Are you
hoping to work
over here? Is that what you're saying?
No, no.
Why do you think Brett Favre has had so much success over the years and he's doing it again this year, late in his career?
That's a good question. You know, he's got a lot of passion for what he does. One heck of an athlete, a great competitor. He's always enjoyed the game. I think he looks forward to playing even as he gets older. He survived being injured, it's almost hard to imagine a guy having the record he has, starting as many games as he has without being hurt. And I just can't even comprehend that, especially, you know, today, the type of athletes he's going against. But really, credit to him.
When you look at him now, is he the same when he was a rookie, you think? Or he's got to be a little bit different, but is he still the same kind of?
Sure, acts that way. Seems like he's having fun, enjoying the game. He can still throw the heck out of the football and puts a lot of pressure on himself and looks like he enjoys it. You know, I've known him for a lot of years and sure fun to be around.
Like you've been around this game so long. What record impresses you? Individual record?
Oh, I don't know, you know, what record, but the one that for him to start as many games as he has without missing a game, that has to be one of the tops in all sports, not just football. I just can't imagine a guy ever breaking that record. You know, it's hard to imagine, especially by a quarterback.
When you beat him, like, in that Super Bowl, if I would have told you more than a decade later, he'd still be slinging it around, still be playing the most inspired football in his career, what would you have said, knowing that 10 years ago, you know, most guys' careers last like 3 or 4 years, here he is a decade later still playing at the time?
Well, when I had him in the Pro Bowl back in San Francisco, I forget what year that was, maybe 92, 93, and I think it was his first Pro Bowl, and to watch him, his arm strength and the charisma that he has and he had as a young kid and how much he enjoyed the game, it really doesn't surprise me, to be honest with you, because, you know, he was one of those unique characters that you could tell. Enjoyed playing the game, enjoyed having fun, and, you know, big kid, strong, great arm, and you know, it really doesn't surprise me that, you know, he's lasted as long as he has. But, you know, as I mentioned, to stay healthy those many games is something that it's hard to imagine.
Does Jay remind you of him early in
Breastford? Well, you guys asked me to compare Brian Greasy's arm strength to Joe Montana's, and I did, so I said Brian Greasy was Joe Montana. So to use a reference like that in front of you guys, I think I'll stay away from that, because all of a sudden Jay Cutler now will be Brett Favre. In his first year as a starter.
Mike, have you had a chance to talk to Brandon at all?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
Just a situation you got to wait and let him play off court?
Well, you know, Brandon knows that how the seriousness of what happened, and obviously he's got to approach it. You got to, you know, talk to Brandon, not me, but he knows how serious, you know, something like that is, and he's going to take it that way. But for me to comment on that, I don't think it'd be fair. I think he should comment on it.
Is that frustrating for you?
You know, young kids make mistakes. And hopefully they learn from it. There's probably not a person in this room that couldn't have been arrested sometimes for that. That doesn't mean it right. But if something like that happens, yeah, hopefully you learn by it and you don't do it again. But, you know, he's a grown man. He understands the severity of something like that. And, you know, he's a role model, and hopefully presented with the same situation for the rest of his life, he'll use better judgment.
What's the injury situation with Scheffler?
With Scheffler and who?
Travis.
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, Travis is a little sore right now, probably won't practice today. Scheffler will be able to practice today. But I'll know more after practice.
Turning up to M. Rob.
Yeah, he'll practice today, too.
How nice is that just to have him back?
Oh, it's great to have him back. I think he's looking forward to it. I think he's probably a little apprehensive coming back, first practice, but I'm sure he's looking forward to it, and hopefully there's no setbacks, and we'll get a chance to see what he can do. Could play this weekend. We have 3 weeks to make the decision from once he starts practice, so we'll just kind of play day by day. I don't know. Corin Robinson came in 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and I think he'll probably be playing Monday night. So Rod's a little different from being in football shape. He's coming off of a serious injury, and it's not a lot of rehab, and we'll get a chance to see how he reacts today.
When did you find out about Rod?
what was your reaction?
Well, I've been watching Rod here, you know, every day for the last 6 months, so it wasn't a surprise. We got a window where we can activate somebody in the 3-week time frame, and we just thought this was a time to take a look at him. We still have 3 weeks before we have to make a decision, so we'll see what he does here over the next 3 weeks or the next couple of days. And obviously, if he's ready to go earlier, then we would activate him. If not, we'd wait to the end of the 3 weeks, depending on how he looks at practice. Yeah, their defensive line. Their defensive line is exceptional. You know, over the last six games, you know, defense is very good as a whole. But anytime you're able to get the pressure they've been able to get on the quarterback with the four-man rush, usually good things happen to your organization.
Do you care about the movement of kickoff? Why they
only 20 minutes? No, I think it's great. I think it's great. I was hoping they'd maybe bring it up an hour or so and move the Rockies and the Boston game back an hour so I could watch it, you know, but they never asked me my opinion, so there's not a whole lot I can do about it.
Players are going to try and go to the game Saturday. Are you going to try and get away?
Yeah, there's a possibility. There's a possibility. We're going to change our schedule up a little bit. And I think it's great for our players and, you know, to have an opportunity to watch a World Series, and especially coming back here in Denver, so. We'll get a ticket's a little hard to come by, so. You got any extra tickets for me? No?
You get some,
call. Okay, guys, thanks.